All right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I used the hamstudy.org when I was studying for my general and my extra. Then I helped my son study for his tech with that hamstudy.org. And then there was, I forget the name of the app. I think it was just ARRL tech practice test app, something like that. And it worked out really, really well for both of us, actually. And when I studied for my extra, I actually bought the book, too, and I read through the book. And there was a YouTube channel at the time. They were going through the section by section in real time, so I was studying along with them. They were doing it as a class, but they were posting the classes on YouTube like a couple days after they recorded it. So I was doing it with that class. I can't remember what the call sign of the channel was. But it all worked out for me, and I was able to get my extra. But yeah, when I got my general, I was all gung-ho to get on there, and I really enjoy it, getting on HF. And it's not any different than FM, 2 meters FM. It's just a different mode, and you're just talking with people on sideband instead of FM. The sound quality is different, and that's about it. And the used market, I don't think I own a new radio. I don't think I have a radio I bought new. I think I've probably have owned at least 5 different HF radios, and I think every one of them I bought on the used market.
KFA.
So I would highly recommend doing that. So buy from a local swap meet or from somebody local that you can go and test out the radio or bring a friend with you that knows more if you're apprehensive about that and test the radio out. I did have a slight snafu when I bought Yaesu 991 Alpha off of QRZ. Guy said that it was no issues, no problems, in like new condition. And then when I got it, it was missing, of all things, the wire foot on the bottom of the radio. And the microphone, this is the funny thing, the back of the microphone in big white letters was written back. I just thought that was funny. But the kicker was, he had blown the amplifier keen circuit on it. And I eventually bought an amplifier and couldn't figure out why I wasn't keying the amplifier. And then with the help of another ham who's much smarter than myself, we troubleshot it down to the keyer circuit in the radio. And I was able to get it fixed by another local guy. But that's the buyer beware when you're getting used stuff, is that. That's why you gotta definitely check it out if you can. But all in all, I bought this radio at a swap meet, and I love this radio. It's been nothing but great for me the whole time. Do you guys have swap meets in this area, Tyler?